Download commencing. Audio buffering.
Uncertainty grips the heart of a little-known word, sound writing. Back in 2000, writing teacher Stan Harrison coined the term. At the time, he claimed that people become cyborg sound writers whenever they use automated speech recognition typing programs. Today, writing teachers still talk about sound writing, but these days, they use the term a little differently. When writing teachers speak of sound writing, they mean that writers can turn their notes and scripts into audio recordings. It's sound writing old and new, and Stan Harrison returns to reflect on the word he coined and its value for the future.
Because post-human sound writers use a supernormal process to produce text in increasingly supernormal amounts, comma, we might reasonably expect an intense, comma, if not supernormal, comma, debate to hinge upon the exploits and adventures of post-human sound writers, period. Select all. Read that.
Because post-human sound writers use a supernormal process to produce text in increasingly supernormal amounts, we might reasonably expect an intense, if not supernormal, debate to hinge upon the exploits and adventures of post-human sound writers.
That's how we did it, me and my computer prosthetic, back in the winter of 2000. I put on my headset, positioned my earpiece and microphone, launched my automated speech recognition typing program, and together,
we produced cyborg sound writing. Writing beyond the point of familiar recognition. Cyborg sound writing.
Sound that produces visible writing.
Cyborg sound writing. Visible writing that challenges the idea of speech as ephemeral activity. Cyborg sound writing.
Ephemeral activity that shifts the site of composition from hand to mouth.
Cyborg sound writing.
A composing practice I just knew would inspire discussion, if not debate.
Because it takes place at the juncture of Homo sapiens and Homo superior.
That discussion, that debate, it never happened. Still, I was happy that cyborg sound writing had put the relationship between speech, writing, and composition on new ontological grounds. Then, while cyborg sound writing faded into the past of forgotten theory, writing teachers suddenly became interested in sound writing of a different kind. Computer technology had advanced. Computer users had learned that they could make and distribute audio recordings. And writing teachers responded by teaching themselves how to teach their students how to write for sound. At long last, writing teachers had opened themselves to studies in the art of sound.
The Columbia Workshop presents The Fall of the City by Archibald MacLeish.
And now, get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Vic and Sade, written by Paul Reim.
Hard to believe, but back in the 1990s, I wrote a PhD dissertation that answered this most unhappy question. Why have English professors turned a deaf ear to the history of U.S. radio and recorded sound art? At the same time, back when absolutely no one else was doing it, I enjoyed teaching classes on U.S. audio drama.
Our drama today was The Battle of the Warsaw Ghetto by Morton Wishengrad.
Tonight, James Cagney in Art Jobler's dramatization of the most talked-of book of the year, Johnny Got His Gun, by Dalton Trumbull.
Almost 25 years have passed since I gathered class materials by tracking down small collectors who had and were willing to duplicate tape recordings of old-time radio programs. In that time, technology caught up to my old interest in the art of sound, and finally, at long last, writing teachers had the tools they needed to teach the art of sound. I still believe that cyborg sound writers should consider what it means to be a machine organism that features. Read that.
A speaking human.
Read that.
A microphone transducer that turns human sound wave energy into a continuous flow of electrical energy.
Read that.
A voice-to-text computer program that changes electric current into strings of digital code.
Read that.
A word processing program that turns digital code into written words on a computer monitor.
Read that.
a text-to-voice program that translates visible words and their digital code back into electric current that in turn causes the headset's transducing element, or speaker, to vibrate and produce sound waves that in turn simulate a human voice in the act of reading words on a video monitor.
Today's cyborg soundwriters, with their speech-to-text smartphones, still need to know who and what they are. Who could argue with that? But they must do something more. They must turn their supernormal powers upon the unspoken possibilities of the unwritten future, and that's where writing for sound comes in. Today's soundwriters need to learn about their heritage in sound by listening to the recordings of such greats as Archibald MacLeish, Morten Wishengrad, the Firesign Theater, and Yuri Rozovsky. They need to learn how to develop their craft by reading texts on audio production and aesthetics by long-lost authorities like Eric Barnow, Robert L. Mott, Donald McWhinney, and Rudolf Arnim. Then finally, when they're ready, soundwriters should sound the uncertain depths of their computer human selves and the world they call home so they may answer the call of the uncertain future. Soundwriting and soundwriting. It just makes sense.
Download complete. We return you now to your regular audio stream of consciousness.